Hello, Tom. Your sound is very melancholic, which I would say when I look at songs that Another Love or Can't Pretend or your cover of True Colors, for example. Why would you say is your music so so dark, so sad, maybe so mournful?
I guess I'm not really sure. it's just the kind of music I like, and I've always been drawn to that sort of melancholy. And I guess maybe it comes from the fact I play the piano, and I write all my songs on the piano, and you know, and it's the piano is inherently, I think, quite a melancholic instrument.
You've said that you write your songs on the piano, and you've been writing your songs since you've been a teenager. What would you say? Can songwriting sometimes be something like a treatment for problems, a voice for yourself?
Perhaps. Yeah, I guess in a way.
Would you say there is any topic you cannot handle in a song, or is there a topic which is very difficult to write about?
No, I think for me at least is something that's always been, it's quite sort of instinctual. Like I never really like intellectualize it. It's like it's usually something it comes from sort of like the subconscious. You know, it's like it's. I don't think about it too much. It's more I play and then words sort of come out. Much more than, I think, writing a book or that, you know, it's much more intellectual. I think with songwriting, it's much more sort of instinctual. It's whatever feels the most natural. So, you know, I don't think there's any topics that I find too difficult. I just try to sort of follow what feels good.
So I assume that you see music as a very spontaneous process, and so your current state of mind, maybe?
Yeah, I think it is quite spontaneous, and it's never sort of like, I think the good songs come from a place that's like not too premeditated. It's something that you sit down and you play, and it's almost, I don't know, it's strange, but you sort of don't really think about it. And the best stuff comes from there. It's strange. It's a bit like that thing, you know, people say, like, that exercise where you write, you know, you sort of write a page as soon as you wake up down in a notebook. You write all your thoughts and you don't think about it too much. I think that's the closest thing to songwriting. For me, that at least is what I find songwriting.
When I would connect spontaneousness and music, I think of live music. How do you feel when you're playing your songs, for example, from your new album, Wrong Crowd, or your current album, when you play that live? For example, next month at the New Fall Festival.
It's an incredible thing to be able to write a song and go on that journey with it, from, you know, writing it and finishing it and then recording it and maybe hearing it on the radio for the first time and then playing it out live. And when I play live, I really am sort of transported back to that time when I wrote it, and it's a wonderful sort of escape, you know, playing live. You really feel sort of transported in some way.
There are 3 weeks left until you will be here in Düsseldorf to headline the New Fall Festival. Do you think there is a special magic about the New Fall Festival, or in a special atmosphere? I mean, fall in general has a special aura when you think of it as a part of the year.
Yeah, I've only heard good things about it. I've never been to it myself, but I've only heard good things, and you know, I'm really excited to do a couple of shows, and it's quite sort of interesting period at the moment for me as well, because we're just sort of finishing the next album, and so maybe we'll do a few new songs from the new album, you know, the next album that'll be out as well, which will be exciting. So it's a nice time to come and play. We've been in the studio for many hours of every day for the past month or so, and will be for the next few weeks, and so it's great, it's going to be great to come out and do a few shows, and I think they'll be interesting, and I think they'll be a bit different from the shows we've been doing all this year. I think I want to try a few different things, and last proper, last year as well, last sort of headline shows for the band and I for the whole year. So it's going to be nice. I'm really excited about them, and it's always a great audience. Like the audience are very appreciative. I'm really looking forward to it.
Great. Last question. The New Fall is, as we just talked about, a very special festival. Is there something seen from music, or when you look at the other musicians, something what you are looking forward to? Is there, for example, a show where you would be in the audience?
Unfortunately, we're just coming out for the 2 days because we're sort of quite intensely involved in finishing this next album. But I think Michael Kiwanuka's doing some shows. Is Michael Kiwanuka playing at the New Fall Festival?
Yes, Michael Kiwanuka is playing here in Düsseldorf.
Yeah. I mean, if I can make that, I'd love to go and see him. I saw him a few times when he was put out his first album. I haven't seen the new show. I've heard it's incredible. So
great.
Let's check back out.
Great. Thanks a lot for the interview, and obviously have fun in Düsseldorf.
Thank you so much.